This is Boat Crew RPG with The Learning Curve.
Okay, where we last left off, our heroes had a nice heart-to-heart chat about just, you know, their lives and their past experiences with the official, junior heroes of the city. And now, you know, Redeemer had a little text saying, oh yeah, her date is today with Char. So, Jennifer, you got the text. What do you do? How do you, after you, like, oh crap, you know, how do you respond?
I screenshot the text and I forward it to Alicia.
All right. Alicia is gonna look at that, look up, give a little bit of a smile, which I don't think we quite left the table yet.
Yeah, no, you're still at the table.
Yeah, a little bit of a smile and a nod. And a glance at the door, then a glance back, as though we'll talk about this afterwards.
He gets a follow-up text that says, I need help picking out chocolate.
Thumbs okay. up emoji immediately.
All right, so yeah, the rest of the lunch progresses, yeah, and then you all split up to your classes. I'm curious, do you text during classes, or do you try to, like, wait to, like, you know, talk in person? Let's go with Jennifer.
Jennifer's super nervous. Because she's still feeling guilty and afraid. So she would be basically harassing Alicia. Like, I don't know if she likes dark chocolate, milk chocolate. Does anybody like white chocolate? Should I get stuff that's stuffed, sea salt? I don't know. I'm looking online and chocolate's expensive.
Go for milk chocolate. It's sweeter than dark chocolate. Maybe go for one of those ones that has some fruits in the center or some caramel or something. Don't worry. You'll be fine. I don't think you've blown all the money I gave you already. You'll be fine.
She gives a thumbs up and says, I haven't touched any of it. I've been waiting for the date.
All right. So, yeah, I'll say, you know, day progresses. School finally, after what seems like an eternity, ends. So now, Alicia, you're like, oh, your phone reminder goes, oh, yeah, you have a meeting with Anthony, but you've still got to help Jennifer with her date. What do you do?
Well, I've been sending her little bits of advice. Alicia's not doing it in the middle of all of her classes because, well, unless they're one of the things like, yeah, no, I'm already at the postdoctorate level on this particular subject. She actually is a nerd. We got her a call.
Yeah, I do think like with some of the chemistry classes, you're like, you mean you can do stuff to other than you horrifyingly just, you know, destroying flesh with this? Oh, so that's what it's used for.
Pretty much. So she's mostly like sending back a quick message between classes or something like that more than in the class. But she's like, I think you'll be fine. If you end up really desperately needing something, I will take a glance once in a while on my date, but I actually want to pay attention on my date too and be present.
She kind of sends like an old face and goes, crap, I forgot. You had your date today too. Good luck. Do we need to patrol?
Not during the dates.
Look, what if he's a creep?
Then you think I can't take care of myself if he's a creep?
She kind of puts two thumbs up and says, point taken. So is Tony the only one not on a date today?
Yeah, but Tony deserves a little time to breathe anyway, and maybe we can all just compare notes in the evening when we do a little bit of quick scouting around and seeing if we come up with any more information on the truth.
What's he gonna do if we're both busy? Should he just be, you know, out and about unsupervised? Is that a smart idea?
Tony's allowed to have a life, too. I mean, he's got the athletic club. They enjoy their athletic club, for example. And this is a great chance for Tony not to accidentally feel like they're in one of our shadows. They deserve more than that. I'm not trying to monopolize a Tony.
You know, Jennifer kind of hesitates and says, yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. But in her mind, they both come home after their date, and Tony has just like done something crazy, like scratched up the walls or painted a mural on the carpet. And she's just like, well, I mean, Alicia knows best when it comes to Tony, so I'm sure they'll be fine, but she has her doubts.
All right. So I got to say, yo, Tony, I'll say, yo, after school ends, would Alicia have told Tony that, you know, prior to this, that she's going off on a date, or would she just...
We talked about it this morning in the very beginning of the session.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. I don't have a perfect memory. So yeah, Tony, you know Alicia is going off on a date, and what are you doing? What would be your first plan?
Yeah, so we find Tony walking outside of school and just looking around and being like, oh, well, here I am, alone.
And I'll say, today you do not have your athletics club meeting.
No, definitely not. I mean, that's just poetic. I do think that Tony does go on patrol just to have
something to do.
Something to do and some form of structure.
So yeah, let's just peek a little bit. So what is going through Tony's head as they patrol for the first time solo?
Oh, I wanted to just be the famous song of "Don't be suspicious, don't be suspicious," and just crawling around rooftops.
I do like Tony's just literally just singing that song.
Yeah,
just...
but it's a whisper. I mean, it's not out loud. It is just comforting. It is just comforting themselves with the tone of their own voice.
I almost wish we had a bit of a longer time. And now I think, it'd be a great time for Sawara Man to pop in just to have a thing about. I'll say that. Yeah, you see like a Sawara Man off of the distance doing something, and I'll leave you for now. We might come back to you in the future, but I think this one's gonna be mostly just off screen for the most part for this one. So yeah, Tony gets to have a nice solo adventure with Swarm, and note to self. That's just like a solo thing. Future, just figure out what the hell happens with this. I need to know what happens with that. Anyway. All right, so we're gonna cut over to Alicia. So yeah, you still get the panicked texts from Jennifer, and especially like the deluge has increased since school let out. How do you try to calm her down?
Please don't worry. I mean, I've only gone on one day before, so I don't know that I can talk or something like that. But remember, you did all that impressive stuff. She might actually be nervous, but just playing it cool with you too.
She's definitely the cool one here. Come on.
I don't know what else I can tell you. I got this. I believe in you, girl. You are going to do well. We've already gone over all the stuff you want, all the stuff you need. You have an outfit that the two of us like worked on days ago, sitting around waiting for you to just change into it. Anything I tell you is just going to be like putting a MP3 on repeat and leaving it in your ear.
I know. You're going to have your phone on you, right? In case shit goes tits up.
I'm going to have my phone. But on the other hand, I don't promise to, you know, that if things are going well on my end, I'm not going to send you one or two cute pictures of us together. Because there.
I look forward to your cute pictures. I don't think she'd let me take a picture of us, but if she does, you'll get one back.
Deal then. We will trade pictures. It will be awesome. You will be awesome. She will be amazed that she was so lucky as to say yes.
She kind of checks her phone for the time and says, crap, I gotta go buy those chocolates. But don't forget, if anything goes wrong on your date, the group chat. I'll be checking the group chat religiously.
All right. So Alicia, you know, you text her texts, and then you finally see Anthony standing up, I'll say he's, standing, but there's a little bench he's sitting on. He's, like, playing on his phone a little bit. Looks up. Oh, hey.
Hey, Anthony. So I came up with the basketball plan. What's your plan?
If you didn't have anything, I was going to say, see a movie, I guess. Yeah, basketball. Let's do that. Yeah.
Movie too. Okay. How about this? We do both. Let's look what's on and when, and we will basketball near the theater, and then we will see a movie.
Okay. Another quick question. Just so I can get ahead of this. Is that the basketball thing going to be like, there's a thing we do? Like, is that going to be like a do a day and then basketball? Like, are you on the basketball team or?
No, it's just an option that neither of us had to spend money, so neither of us would feel obligated on, like, first date.
Oh. You put way more thought into this than I did. Teach me your ways.
I am a nerd. I put way too much thought into everything.
Yeah, you're kind of a nerd, I guess. I mean, I'm not a nerd. I prefer listening to, podcasts and stuff. It's easier than reading. I don't really like sitting down reading. It's just, how do people, please explain it to me. How do you just sit there and just read something for hours on end and not have to do something,
I'm not totally uncoordinated. I can actually do stuff while I'm reading too. Just, not stuff that needs both of my hands. Like, she holds up like her glasses, like the heads up glasses. I can have some ebook on my glasses while I'm taking a walk somewhere, and I'm not going to just walk into traffic constantly or something like that.
I don't know if my intention is that good enough for that. My mom always said if I didn't have two eyes, I'd be. She says if I fall enough with two eyes, if I only had one, I'd probably lose limbs or something.
Well, the audiobooks aren't a bad option either. I mean, it's, all you need to do is have ears.
True.
And last time I checked, you had two of them. So I think you're set for that way. She smiles.
In a loud whisper, how do I keep her from discovering my secret third and fourth ears?
He looks fine. Well, feel bad that you talked to the person who's in all the advanced biology classes then.
My hubris.
I mean, as long as they're not really awkward, don't accidentally tickle your side and burst your eardrum, and then she tickles his side and hopes that his eardrum isn't hidden there.
Stop. Don't tickle us. Don't.
Okay, okay. But yeah, this movie theater here, she points like a microphone, has like five different things going, and it's near that basketball there and that ice cream place there.
Ah, nice little trifecta.
I like ice cream.
Who doesn't? How about this? So, for stakes for the basketball, the winner gets to pick the movie.
Deal.
All right. So, I'll say if you want, give me a plus your mundane to see if you can win the basketball game.
Eight.
All right, so 7-9, that is still a success. I'll say, yeah, you win the basketball game. It was close, though.
Close is fine.
He's like, all right. How are you not tired, out of breath?
I'm surprisingly active.
Huh. An active nerd.
Keeps life from getting boring.
Yep. All right, so. You won. I shall abide by the rules of the oath I swore. What movie shall we watch?
And Alicia, since she's trying to keep everything all light and all that, will go with some kind of something a little bit more on the comedy side. Because she doesn't know enough about his tastes either.
Yeah, I'll say there's a...
That's a good safe middle ground.
Yeah, there's a nice little movie playing about a... it's like a romantic comedy about people who got shuffled, their families were shuffled back in the day, so now they're like from two different earths, and now they gotta work past the differences.
That actually sounds like a very good date movie right there.
All right. So, yeah, you two would start enjoying your movie, and would cut over to Jennifer.
Jennifer is very nervous. She has bought her chocolates. She couldn't decide. She bought a, you know, like one of those 12 packs that has, you know, an assortment of chocolates filled with nougat, candy, caramel, and fruits.
Coconut,
that kind of stuff. Some are dark, some are milk. And she shows up to the predetermined spot in her, you know, outfit. And she's just kind of shifting her weight on her legs, looking around, waiting for Char.
You hear the rumble of the motorcycle as it approaches first, before you see her.
She turns and kind of gives an awkward wave.
And you know, the motorcycle turns corner, and then it's, you know, screeches to a halt. It's like, what's up?
Hey, here, just like you asked. And she shows the box of chocolates with chocolates as requested.
Ooh, let me see. Ah. I'm not too crazy about these little assortment chocolates. I always prefer the ones that you know what you're getting from them stuff. Ah, whatever. Yeah, I'm not going to complain too hard. Chocolate is chocolate.
She kind of hands her the chocolate and said, next time you should be a little more specific about what you want.
Ooh.
Yeah, she kind of gives her a smirk.
Picks up a thing of the chocolate. Like, you see her shift her helmet up a little bit. And you see like a bit of a chin and a bit of her mouth. It looks a bit odd. Because you remember, like, you saw earlier in the picture, like, from...
Her hands looked weird.
Yeah, her hands were, like, you know, looked like they were, I'm going to say, inky. But her the skin around her chin and mouth looked, you know, Caucasian. So, yeah, she, like, pops one of the chocolates in her mouth, like, ooh, nice. Caramel. All right. Now that we're here, what do you got planned? What's your date plan?
Jennifer's really bashful. Like, she's blushing. She's kind of hugging one arm, I think. And she goes, well, I didn't really know what you'd be into. So there's a park around here, if you wouldn't mind. You know, we could go on a bit of a hike. Nothing too crazy. Nothing to get sweaty, but just somewhere to enjoy nature. And on our way back, we could stop and maybe grab some sandwiches somewhere, if that's cool with you.
I'd be okay with it. Lay on, Macduff.
So she goes, all right, cool. And she kind of has to orient herself. She's so nervous that these streets are all too common to her suddenly seem like a labyrinth. She goes, yeah, it's this way. And then she puts her hands, she tries to look for pockets because she's normally used to wearing basketball shorts, but obviously her super suit doesn't have pockets. So she looks for pockets, realizes she's in her suit, just kind of crosses her arms awkwardly and says, sorry, I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah, I know. Quick question. You are, like, how old are you exactly? Like, I just, so we're on the same table. I don't want to start leading you on with, you know, improper advances.
Jennifer is absolutely going to lie and say she's 18.
Okay. Don't want to have that crime on my, record.
Why? How old are you?
31.
She doesn't seem affected by that at all. Like, she ages a number. And then she says, yeah, no, don't worry. I'm legal.
Don't say don't say I'm legal like that, please. It makes me feel old.
Well, that was your concern, wasn't it?
Yes, it's true, but you can still soften the blow.
She shrugs and says, yeah, that's fair. But just, you have nothing to worry about. How about that?
Thank you.
So they kind of start walking towards this national park. And it's not exactly the most natureful place, but it does have a little bit of an incline where they can kind of walk and see nature. Maybe there's open water that they can enjoy.
Yeah. You could. There is a bit, like, you know, there's no really this close. There's not really like lakes, but you do have, like, get like a nice view of the ocean.
There you go. So when we kind of hit the view of the ocean, Jen stops and kind of sits on the ground, says, "You know, I'm actually kind of surprised that you agreed to go on a date with me. I thought you were just joking."
Well, I'll be honest. I was it was at first it was kind of a half humoring thing, but you know, it's just it felt nice to you know just not have to be Char all day long. It's nice to just be me, even for a little bit.
Yeah, I hear you. Gets a little overwhelming sometimes, all the expectations, all the rules. It's a lot. I was even sweating whether we'd be here in costume and out of costume, whether we'd use our real names or, you know, our alternate names. Never thought it'd be this hard, you know?
Well, let me tell you, I just realized you might be a teenager. Do you remember when the Night Guard was dating that villainous, you know, about 15? No, it was longer than that. It was, oh no, it was like 18 years ago. You know, oh my God, I feel so old.
No, I mean, I read about it. I know what you're talking about. She has no idea what you're talking about.
I mean, yeah, confession, I was a bit of a Night Guard fangirl when I was young. I mean, a lot of people go through that stage. So, you know, it was a bit of a scandal when it turns out he was like dating this woman. It was like, what was her name? She retired like years ago. It was not Crow Girl. That was her sidekick. She moved to a different city. What was her name? It was Shadow something. Shadow Woman? No, that's stupid. I mean, I drew enough pictures of her with X's. When I was like 12, I like got a bunch of pictures of her with Nightgard and just put like X's on her, being like, no, it's gonna be me. I'm gonna date Nightgard, not you. Whatever her name was, I don't know. Not important.
Can't believe you were a Nightgard fangirl.
Well, you know, a lot of people were, especially back then. It was,
but you know, I guess it's true what they say: never meet your heroes.
Well, I don't know. I met the Night Guard. You know, not really. I haven't really met him too many times in a positive light in the last few years, but, you know, he was a good guy.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the idea you have of him.
You can't. Her head just looks weird. You're like, elaborate, please.
I thought he was a good guy, too. I thought he was somebody who had my back, but turns out he's just like everybody else.
In what way?
He's more concerned about what a hive mind thinks than what he can see with his own two eyes. He's a lot more political than I thought. I thought he was just a nice guy. Like, when, you know, I thought he was a hero. Then I thought he was kind of like a dad figure. And then she kind of lets out a bitter chuckle and says, well, I guess he is a dad figure after all. Just not the kind of dad I was hoping he'd be.
Daddy issues?
Big time.
Well, I got mother issues, so it evens out, I guess.
My mom's dead.
Mine too.
Hey, dead mom club.
Yeah, I bet it's not, you know, but it's not that exclusive club in this city. True. Especially if you were around in bad days.
Yeah, but I'm not saying I'm much of a better choice than him, but the Night Guard's not all he's cracked out to be.
I don't know. Still got, I managed to see his part of his skin at one point. It's got a nice figure, let me tell you that.
She kind of like wrinkles her nose, goes, he's kind of a grandpa about everything.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, actually.
He's boring. You'd have way more fun with me. I'm young and adventurous. And my knees don't crack when I stand up.
Wait, I think my knees. Okay, so now, you hit the old button again.
You're not old. Your knees probably crack because you're always bent over on a motorcycle.
Well, potential.
Besides, I hear with good exercise, you keep elasticity in the knees. And then she pauses, realizing how that could be construed. And she goes, like walking. Walking is really healthy exercise.
You're kind of cute when you're nervous.
Oh, then I guess I'm cute all the time. She makes me very nervous.
Yeah, I do that to a lot of people, unfortunately.
It's not every day you go on a date with like somebody as cool as you.
Think I'm cool?
Yeah. You're kind of badass, in case you haven't noticed. You do the whole boss bitch thing, pretty well.
I should. I've worked hard to become badass bitch.
Yeah.
At this point, she sort of sits joins us sitting down on the ground.
Jen gets progressively more nervous the closer she gets.
Listen, I don't want to spoil things. I just got because look, I need to ask you. I heard word on the streets that you were involved. This is how the truth was going down, like last night.
I was there.
Do they really copy? Like, were they really using other people's powers?
You have no freaking clue. Yeah, I have no idea how they did it. Nobody seems to know, but yeah, they copy people's powers. Some big ones too, not just the crappy ones. That's kind of the scary part.
Yeah, that's not good. Sorry, I'm bringing up work. It's I got responsibilities and people looking after me, and I got to look after. And let me tell you, it's hard. Okay, it's hard being a boss in this town. Sometimes I almost wish I just left when I had the chance.
And go where? What?
I don't know. I mean, there are caravans that go between cities and stuff. So when I was young, I did at one point think about, joining the caravan as like a guard, roaming the wastelands, going from town to town.
Ah, professional homeless. Got it.
Yeah. Well, it was a lot more appealing sounding when I was 14.
Now you can't be 14 forever, can you?
Nope. Especially not when you get your powers at that age.
Yeah. Hey, I don't want to be a downer or anything, but since we're on the subject of this true stealing powers and stuff, if anybody with my powers does something against you, I'm sorry ahead of time.
It's not your fault. It's it's the truth. If they got the Night Guard's powers somehow, and I don't know how they managed to copy that. I mean, it's their fault.
She kind of looks up at Char, and she looks very vulnerable, and says, "So if somebody was running around with my powers, pretending to be me and doing shitty stuff, you wouldn't believe it was me, right?"
It gives you a bit of a look, like, even through the helmet, like, well, yeah, I mean, kid, no offense, but you're not exactly the criminal mastermind type. You don't give off the, be able to pull off double duty like that.
She kind of, like, her lip wibbles a little, like she feels like she's going to cry, but she's holding it back. And she says, "Thanks. You have no idea how much that means to me right now."
Oh, I see. She seems a little taken aback by how much that actually meant to you. You want to talk about it, or?
I'm not at liberty to say, unfortunately, but just a lot of stuff is getting pinned on me right now. Stuff I didn't do, and people just don't believe it wasn't me.
Hmm. Yeah. At that point, she summons a little thing of fire, a little ball of fire. Yeah, it turns out, If you match the shape, then they'll think, this hole has to be you. Fire breaks out anywhere, and you're a pyrokinetic, they always put the finger at you.
Yeah, that's kind of how it feels. Doesn't help that my dad's a piece of shit, so they think like father, like daughter. And no matter how much good you do, I'm starting to understand people on your side of the schematics, I guess. I'm starting to understand why people end up hating supers, why people end up fighting them. Because it doesn't matter how good you are, they'll always find, the one spot in the sun that blocks the sunlight, and they'll use that as your whole character reference.
At this point, Char puts an arm around you.
She kind of puts her head on Char's shoulder, just resting against it. Mostly so she doesn't see her face, because she's looking pretty sad right now.
Char doesn't say anything. She just sort of lets the moment just go by in silence.
Jen kind of enjoys the comfort, and then takes the opportunity and puts her arm around Char's waist and just kind of lingers there for a second. And then says, sorry, oof, that got dark for a second. It's not exactly date talk, my bad.
Well, you know, if you have powers, you got issues.
I did get a hug out of it, though, so not exactly that, sorry.
Yeah. Look, I gotta go, it was busy, you know, I got stuff to do, people to talk to.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff to burn down.
No, yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Listen, this was nice. If you wanna do this again sometime, you know, you can reach out to me.
Yeah, I still owe you food. Maybe sandwiches or sushi or, I don't know, what do you like to eat? Since, you know, you were kind of hypercritical about my chocolates, and she kind of laughs it off. Don't want to disappoint you on dinner, so how about you tell me now what you like?
Oh, well, it's sushi. I haven't had that in a while. That does sound good. All right, next time, sushi.
Next time, sushi, no dead mom talk, no sad bitch stuff.
All right.
So she'll kind of stand up and offer her hand to help Char up, you know, since she's got bad knees and all that.
She takes the hand up. And at that point, you start to hear movement behind you.
I turn around to see who or what is there.
You see a few people in truth colors, you know, a lot of whites, a lot of grays, masks on.
I'm immediately pissed.
One of them says forward, please leave. We have no quarrel with you tonight.
Since I'm still holding on to Char's hand, I said, we'll be on our way.
At that point, you know, some of them move towards the blocky path, not the other.
Jen looks up at Char as if asking if she knows what this is about.
Really? Not even, you do your big thing, and not even a day later you're trying to assassinate me. That's really, you want to go, you want to play this? Play like this, says Char.
Jen's looking between Char and the truth and says, I don't know what business you've got with her, but she's coming with me. She's not staying here with you.
At that point, several of the members of the truth, like, you see them, like, you know, shapeshift into, like, some of the more monsters, like, some of the other powers. Like one of them turns, like, a scorpion-ish. One of them looks bat-ish. The other ones, you'll go full shadow, you know, copy the Night God's powers.
Jen lets go of Char's hand, but only so that she can start focusing her energy into her own hands. Like, she's very serious. If they attack Char, she's going to attack back. She's not going to run. And she looks up to Char and says, just so you know, even if you tell me to, I'm not leaving you.
Well, that makes this easy then. And Char, like, immediately just starts throwing fireballs.
And I join her. I'm protecting her.
All right. So since you're doing a bit of a solo thing, you only have a team. I'll say you don't have any team for this one because you're only by yourself. So I say, give me, if you want to, like, so yeah, you can make a roll right now. What do you want to do?
Let's see. Would this count as standing up for something? Or is this just unleashing my powers or engaging a threat?
Well, what are you trying to do more specifically? Like, are you trying to?
I'm assisting Char.
Okay.
So defend?
You could argue. So yeah, it's ultimately, do you want to protect, like, watch, guard her back and, like, you know, make sure no one, like, gets behind her, or do you want to, like aggressively, you know, try to take out people? Which would you rather do?
Since I'm feeling very sensitive about her right now, I want to protect her at all costs.
Okay, so
she's fine defend. With burning them down, and I'll defend. Okay, so that would be my savior, I believe.
Yep.
Okay. So I rolled a 9 and my savior is 3. 19. So I roll an 11.
11, nice. So let me check what the savior, defending someone says on 11. You keep them safe and you either take influence of someone to protect or clear condition.
I'm going to clear afraid.
All right. So yeah. You know, some of them, you clearly see, like, some of the truth members who are, like, using the Night God's powers. They, like, you know, just walk through the fireballs and just, you know, effortlessly get closer to her. But then you, with your gravity powers, you, like, you know, start, you know, flinging them away from her. And they clearly, at first, they are a bit disoriented and a bit off balance by the fact that you're helping her. They clearly did not, you know, plan to deal with two totally radically different power sets. They were mainly focused on taking down Char. I will say, though, in the chaos, like, you know, one of them, like, I say one of the ones who has a, looks like they've taken, like, a scorpion-ish form. One of them, like, charges at you, and I'll say, like, you know, like a big claw, like, sort of backhands you, and you get knocked into a tree. I'll say, mark condition, sorry.
Damn you, I hate you.
Well, you're in a big fight.
You're not my real dad. All right, what am I getting now?
Okay.
Insecure?
No, I think for this one, I'll say... Do you have helpless uncleared?
Yeah, the only thing I have right now is guilty.
Okay, yeah, I'll say mark helpless.
Oh.
Because, yeah, you start seeing, oh yeah, some of them literally start, like, dog-piling Char as, like, you know, her flames, like, the explosions go off everywhere, but there are enough of them that they're clearly, like, you know, they're countering her powers with the Night God's powers.
Got it. What's my damage like?
I'll say, you know, they're not focusing on you. They're clearly trying to focus on Char. They're just trying to sort of keep you out of the way for now.
Got it. I'm going to do everything I can to not be separated from her for long.
Okay, so to me, I almost say you could argue that, like, that would be like, unleash your powers. Like, try to, like, you know, clear space, you know, make, you know, get her away from the main group and more, like, closer to you.
Okay, so that would be my freak.
And yeah, reshape your environment, yeah.
Plus one. With my freak, it's a 10.
Oh, nice. So, yeah, so tell me what, you know, how do you gravity Char free?
Okay, so they've basically got a hold of her.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it so that the gravity on her is constantly shifting. So 1 minute she's floating, the next she's heavy as lead until they have to let her go.
All right, so yeah, she sort of, like, pinballs a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
As, like, you know, they try, you know, one of them, like, in one moment they try, like, you know, shove her down or move her back. They're like, just the inconstant weight of it throws them off.
And then Jen is, because she's kind of pissed off, she's going to walk up and she's going to reiterate really angrily, I said she's not going with you.
All right. So yeah, Char manages to get clear, and she, rather than, like, directly hit the fireballs at the people, she, like, does it at the ground. So, and the sheer kinetic force of it, like, gives you a bit of breathing room when she knocks back a lot of the truth members.
Mm-hmm.
But now she, like, sort of backs up with you. And so now that they sort of form, like, a semicircle around you, and you're, they sort of, like, slowly starting to encroach on you. So you're kind of stuck between the truth and the cliff, which is, you know, like I said, we could actually, no, you're not on a cliff, you're on a hill, but you are like being herded somewhere. But yeah, so you do have a view of the ocean.
She's gonna look at Char and say, "Any bright ideas? I'm all ears."
You're gravity girl, right?
That's me.
Could you? No, it's not. Think maybe we could, I don't know, fly, fall us out of here. You got gravity, right? That's a thing about Bob, right?
Fly, little out of my scope. Glide, I can do, hopefully.
All right. And then she, like, looks. All right. If you give us a glide, I can sort of pull off a hot air balloonish thing and slow us down. Not very good, mind you, but I can do it.
So, okay, well, let's get her done. So I'm going to try to unleash my powers again.
Yep.
Oh, fuck. This time it's only a 6.
Ooh.
No. Which is when I needed it.
All right. So I'll say, you know, you've never tried to do this before. So you're like, use your powers to, like, sort of change gravity, like the angle of gravity. But instead of really doing it in a control manner, you just sort of blast both you and Char backwards, away from the group. It's almost like you start falling sideways, but then you're like, oh crap, no, I didn't mean to do that. Then you just start falling normally.
Got it.
And both of you start, like, falling down the hill that you went up.
Oh, geez. This is so embarrassing. What a terrible first date. I'm trying, as we're falling, I'm trying very hard to like hold on to her so that I take the brunt of the damage.
Okay. If you're doing that, then I'll say if you can keep Char from any harm if you take another condition.
You're such a dick. What do you want me to take?
So you have only have guilty,
guilty and helpless.
Okay. I guess
insecure would fit.
Yeah. I guess yeah, because yeah, you're like, oh crap, my powers are just so unreliable.
I went into this date with one condition, I'm walking out with three. I guess this is the way of the teenage mind.
Oh yeah, I will say, yeah, if you want to, you can make a defense roll to see if you can help keep, like I say, like yeah, you managed to, in the first initial chaos managed to, like, shield Char's body, but if you want to like, bring both of you to a safe halt, you can make a roll a defense roll.
Yeah, I'm gonna take that shot. Defense takes my savior, which is very good for me. I roll a 9 plus 3, so I have 12.
All right. I'll say you managed to mess with gravity enough that you managed to give yourself to a nice, gentle stop.
And I'm clearing helpless.
All right.
Now I'm just guilty and insecure.
Okay, so Char shakes herself up and she looks up. Oh, that wasn't quite what I had in mind, but we got away.
Hey, it works. I'll take it.
And then you see from the park, figures start flying in the air, starts being silhouetted against the sky.
I think we should probably make a run for it now.
Yeah, follow me. I'll be able to. Once we get in my territory, they'll have to retreat.
Yeah, and she's just gonna follow her.
I won't say I'll make her. You won't have to roll anything. I'll just say Char leads you through the streets as she occasionally stops and turns and takes a pot shot at the pursuers. It seems like they have to, they can't both fly and use the Night Guard's powers to protect themselves at the same time. So it's clear it's almost like they either they can fly or they can be safe. They can't be both at the same time.
So they can only take one of his powers at a time, even though they have the full repertoire.
Yes, they can only use one power at a time, yes.
Got it. So when we're a safe enough distance, Jen's going to ask, so why are they chasing you? What do they want with you?
I'm the leader of Firewatch. I'm pretty safe in assuming that, if anyone wants to make my thing unstable, they take me out. I got good people back home, but those were plenty of people who would love if I just dropped dead. That's kind
of
is
this a common occurrence for you with the truth?
No, which means heads are going to have to roll tonight. So to remind them that they don't do that. And at this point, you see the temperature around Char sort of picks up, and you see at her feet and around her hands, there's a bit of a heat haze, and you think the street might be melting a little bit.
She kind of makes sure to stay a safe distance because she is still a flammable human being. And she says, hey, I get it. You got to protect your people. You got to protect your turf, but maybe don't flambé the love interest.
What?
Oh. What? You're getting a little steamy over there.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Right. I'm good.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes.
Kind of awkward, but in some of the studies, there's pictures of you and stuff, and there's a picture of your hands. What's that about?
Well, some people, when they get powers, they just get powers. Some other people, the body has to change to support their powers. And she peels off her gloves, and you see it looks insectile, And you see, like, on her palms, there's, like, little things of, like, almost, like, a little, like, veins of something. And you see, like, and even this, you see, like, somebody, see a bit of the heat haze from, like, her wrists.
So does she have fingers, like a normal hand?
Yeah, it's just that they're, like, they're not regular.
They have an exoskeleton.
Yeah, just on my hands.
Okay. Are they safe to touch?
Not right now. They're still a bit hot.
Are they safe to touch normally?
Well, if I haven't been throwing fireballs for a while, yeah.
And it's just your hand that has that?
Hands.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. It's a superpower. So I don't know how... I once tried to have someone explain to me how they work. Some kind of, it's like, somebody said once, it was like, I think some guy said it was like a two universes colliding, and that's like, and the energy like causes like weird physics reverberations. I don't know. I couldn't understand what the hell they were saying.
Cool. Just, it wasn't clear in the picture, and I've been kind of curious about it ever since. I think it's awesome. I don't have anything like that.
Sure you don't?
Not yet. Not that I've, you know, she pretends to pat herself down. She's like, not that I have seen in the shower, at least.
Well, thanks for having my back.
Anytime. If you need help, apparently you have my phone number. So you can just text me anytime. I'll come to your help.
My own personal hero coming in to save the day.
That's what heroes do. And she kind of gives her a wink.
Stay safe on your way back. They might do something foolish. And if they give you any shit, let me know.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. I can watch my back. Don't forget, whenever you're free, sushi.
Right. Gives you finger guns.
She gives back finger guns just as awkwardly and starts walking away and immediately texts Alicia. Date got interrupted by the truth. Apparently, Char is a target.
And I think we're going to take our next break right there.
Want to find out more about the story? Join our Discord channel. The link is in the description.